Good morning. Praise the Lord for another week of His grace and His blessings and His presence. Thank God for all things and for everything, because He is the one for whom all things were created and in all things He exists, because they were made for Him. Praise the Lord. The title of this week's podcast is Breath of Life. As I was doing the soundtrack for the podcast, I tentatively named it Breathe. Breathe, as in it. Just relax, let your mind go, and breathe. Just focus on your breathing, which is popular in meditation circles. Just breathe. Just concentrate on your breathing. But when I finished the soundtrack, the Holy Spirit whispered to me, breath of life. And this was on Thursday night, late on Thursday night, that He whispered to me, breath of life. So, in my opinion, it has nothing to do with the landmark Supreme Court decision, because breath of life comes from God and is God. So breath of life is the title of this podcast, for reasons that are not politically motivated. Praise God that He is the breath of life, that He breathed on our species to make them animated. So He did all for us. Now, what is it that we are living for? I did a talk yesterday about the will to live. What is your will to live? What makes you want to go into the next day, into the next week, into the next year, quite frankly, into the next moment? God has given us the breath of life, but even science knows that there is an end to what it is able to do. And doctors and psychologists and psychiatrists say that there is a will to live that is stronger than any medicine. So I had a talk and I asked the question, what is your will to live? With no judgment, no expectation, no manipulating the answer. Just tell me your will to live. And a couple of people took me up on my challenge and they discussed it, and it was amazing. It was only two people, but it was amazing. The information and the knowledge and the wisdom that came from these two very distinct and different people. And so the breath of life is that which we don't take for granted when we apply our will to live, whatever that may be. I discovered that the will to live for me is to make known that there is value in each and every person that is here on this earth right now, alive. I want people to know their value so they don't have to imitate or feel inferior to another human being. That truly is my will for living, for people to know that they don't have to copy someone else in order to know that they exist, or they don't have to bow down to someone else in order to know that their presence matters. And what I notice, and I continue to notice, about talks online and on apps, is that if you don't speak a certain way, with certain phrases, with certain well-known church phrases or Christian phrases, there is a group that will hold back from speaking because they're trying to figure out who you're from, which there is no problem with that. I mean, that's fine. We don't want to sit in the council of the ungodly, and we want to guard our hearts and guard the things around us if we are living a holy life. I understand that. I don't have a problem with that. But I do wonder, how does communication take place if you only speak to people who speak the phrases that you're used to hearing? And it's like, oh, okay, I can talk to them because they're dropping the well tried and true jewels that we hear every Sunday. I can talk to them. They're speaking my language. And I wonder what the breath of life thinks about that, because he talked to all walks of life. Paul even talked to those who didn't know the unknown God was Christ. He delved into conversations with them because he was like, I want you to know who Christ is. So I kind of wonder, when someone refuses to communicate because they yet don't know if they are part of, in quotations, the Christian population. I wonder how we got so far from the breath of life, who talked to and healed and communicated with and delivered all walks of life before there was any such thing as quote Christianity, which honestly began as a derogatory term. Jesus was just walking around being Jesus. And yes, we are supposed to walk around now looking like Jesus, being in the same spirit as Jesus. But for some reason, just putting on a label Christian for me doesn't solve that problem of humanity looking for a savior, looking for the breath of life. Which I'm beginning to learn is why it is so important for me to encourage people that I meet that they have value, that they don't have to fit into any kind of hierarchy or someone's made up belief of who they should be, that they could be exactly who they were created to be. I had a conversation with someone a couple of weeks ago, and they told me they were trying to learn who I was without Christ. And immediately I thought, something is wrong with that picture. Because once Christ entered my life, that is who I was. There was no Tara without Christ. And they tried to tell me that I could be more relatable if I were to have a Tara without Christ. And I just could not understand someone who knew Christ, knew him and all his glory, and knew him and all his grace, and knew him and all his love, and knew him and all his compassion, and knew him as the breath of life, could even ponder being without him for any reason. Now, does Christ enter into all of my conversations? And I conceded that no, he does not. However, even if my mouth is not open, I should be the message of the gospel. In everything that I do, in everything that I am, I should be presenting freedom from sin, freedom from bondage, freedom. That's it. Freedom. Freedom from bondage, slavery, closed-mindedness, shame, and freedom to have the will to live, to have a reason to go forward in the next moment, in the next week, in the next month, in the next year. Freedom. I should be the message of the gospel. Just like those we read about in the scriptures were given the breath of life to be exactly who they were created to be. Each character, if you will, in the Bible was freed to be exactly who God called them to be once they had an encounter with him. They may have tarried, or they may have stumbled a bit before they knew what their God-given assignment was. But once they knew the assignment, they went forth in it because they had been given the breath of life. Praise God when the breath of life and your will to live line up. I think that is the ultimate freedom. Because as one of the songs on the soundtrack says, whatever it takes, the breath of life, the will to live, whatever it takes, there is a freedom to do whatever it takes that is given to us by the breath of life. So I don't understand why those who have understanding or even just knowledge of the breath of life would attempt to put those others who have knowledge or know the breath of life back into a bondage, back into a hierarchy, back into slavery and bondage to man-made laws and agendas, and will give the side eye to anyone who refuses to enter into such a contract and will despise the freedom that they are living in that was given to them by the breath of life. It takes man to build hierarchies and political systems. And legalism. Man does that. God made laws for man's understanding that they need a savior. And no, Christ did not come to abolish the law. He said he came to fulfill it. But if he came to fulfill it, why would anyone still try to live it and force others to live it if he came as the epitome of freedom from it, of grace and mercy, of grace and mercy, the breath of life, freedom from bondage, freedom from legalism, freedom from the hierarchy of saying this one is better than that one. And if you don't speak my Christianese or drop the phrases that have been ingrained and embedded in my mind for years as me identifying you as I, that I can't talk to you, that I can't come up on your platform because I don't know who you from. Yet I have no doubt that the Spirit of the Most High God lives and dwells in me. And even if it didn't, should that limit someone from communicating with me. That's the part that I have trouble with. The breath of life, the will to live, in my opinion, all come from God. So, how is it that we can deny anyone the freedom to live and to be exactly who God called them to be, because we are trying to keep them within a bondage that will control them and corral them and keep them in line, when Christ came to ensure that we could get out of the line, the man-made lines that were drawn to keep us from being who we were created to be, to keep us from enjoying the breath of life, to keep us from our distinct and individual will to live. I keep my podcasts to 30 minutes or less on purpose, because I think beyond that is wasteful. You get away from your point. You get away from the reason that you started. But yesterday I had a talk that went over an hour, and I was amazed at even myself, because there were a couple of times where I was about to say, okay, we're getting ready to cut this. It's gone on a little too long. And I wasn't looking at a clock. I think there is an automatic timer in me that just clicks on, that's it. That's enough. But it didn't click on at 30 minutes like it normally does. It really didn't click on until the hour mark. And I was amazed that I had spent that length of time myself talking. But I had good communication, so it did help. The breath of life and the will to live, I think, are one and the same. I think God gives us the breath of life, and how we respect that is by our will to live. What it is that brings us from one moment to the next, one day to the next, one week to the next. I believe that will to live is what honors the breath of life that God gives us. So instead of a popular meditation, just breathe. God directed me, the Holy Spirit directed me to the source and said, no, not breathe, but breath of life. To some, that is just air through your nostrils and into your lungs. But those who know that the breath of life is divine. It is what first gave our species animation, the breath of life that was breathed into Adam. So it's not just air into our nostrils and to our lungs. It's the source of all things. The source of all things and freedom is the breath of life. Freedom to be exactly who our divine creator, our almighty God, Yahweh, Yeshua, designed us to be. Breath of life. One last thing. The breath of life. Who are we accountable to for the breath of life? Are we accountable to another human being? Or are we accountable to the Most High God for the breath of life? If we assign accountability for the breath of life to any other being, then does that not become our God? Does that not become the idol to which we bow down to and look for affirmation from? The breath of life can only be given by one divine being. He says that in scripture. Do not fear the one who can take life, but fear the one who can take it and then give it back. So he clearly establishes the fact that he is the only one who can give the breath of life. So that is who we owe our accountability and our allegiance to, the one who gives the breath of life. We live among others to learn from them, to help them, to get guidance at some point where we may not know where to go. But our allegiance and our accountability is to the one who gives us the breath of life. There is nothing wrong with community and being led to a certain point. But even children get to the point where they have to choose the path that they're going to take according to their will to live. So why, if in the natural order of things, children grow up and choose their own way, would an organization, a group of people, try to ensure that grown people ascribe themselves to a community by signing contracts to enter into an allegiance to an organization or a particular group of people? Why would someone try to control and put a contract on the breath of life? Nothing is going to make me accept that. Nothing is going to make me bow down to that and give allegiance to that over the giver of life. I have not been blinded into the fact that it is bondage to enter into a contract. When the breath of life is freely given. And my logical mind and my reasonable mind in my gut, everything says there is something wrong with that. And if your contract says you cannot communicate with me because I have not entered into said contract or a similar contract, then I ask, who is free? Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Free not to have to enter into contract to receive the breath of life, to receive the benefits of being a member adopted into the family of God. So I thank God for the breath of life and for freedom. And to those who have the same feeling of freedom, I encourage you to rise and shine. It's morning time. God bless you.